I'm here with the very, very talented Owen Riegling, and I'm so excited to chat with you today because I just saw you on the Country Thunder stage. You gave it your all with every single song, and I loved watching it. I posted on Instagram. He's the funnest person to watch on stage.
And the funniest looking.
And I just got to ask, what is going through your head before you step out on a stage?
Honestly, I try not to think too much. One thing that was going through my head today is I had a wheelbarrow with me.
Yep.
And I was practicing on the runway, kind of like behind the stage, just sprinting as fast as I can with a wheelbarrow because I've never done that before. So I was just hoping I didn't trip and fall off the catwalk with a wheelbarrow and just, you know, embarrass myself. But I pulled it off, so.
You pulled it off real well. So what was the idea behind the wheelbarrow? Because, I mean, you were giving some drinks to fans, keeping them cool, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. The OR wheelbarrow.
The wheelbarrow really is just something on stage that people are like, why the hell is there a wheelbarrow on stage right now? We're at a music festival. Like, the wheelbarrow is not meant to be on a stage. Basically, that's it. It's just to kind of throw people off a little bit. And I carried some beer out in it, which is nice.
Yep.
Also, I like to flip it over and stand on it to kind of like elevate myself a little bit. Really, that's it.
For sure. So you have been on the festival circuit all summer and you have played other Country Thunders before in the U.S. So playing at a Country Thunder in Canada, how is that different for you?
Well, for me, we're in like the infant stages in America. Like, I've really only toured in America, you know, a handful of times. So we're building down there. Every single person essentially that I'm playing for down there is like, who is this guy? And I got to fight so hard to like win them over. But here in Canada, especially Calgary, like I feel like I have fans here. And, you know, we did a headline tour that passed through here last year that, you know, I can sense my people are here. So every time we play in Canada, it's lights out, so much fun. And yeah, we're just still building down in the States. So.
And it looks like you're having a great time. So coming from a town of 1,000 people, I'm also a small town girl myself, so I get it, to performing in front of thousands of people, that just must feel so amazing for you. How does that feel?
It's very surreal. I remember playing for like 5 people in a bar, so getting to play in, you know, a field full of people, thousands, is it's pretty cool. It's something that I don't take for granted, and it's one of those things that you kind of like, when I get a moment to get home and everything's quiet and I get to think about it, it does blow my mind. When you're in it every day, just going through the motions of traveling and setting up and sound checking and playing a show and like traveling to the next place, it's hard to soak in those moments, but I do find time when I'm home to think about it and really just soak it in. So
for sure, your family was here to soak it in today too. I heard your grandma was so proud of you, she had tears in her eyes. How does it feel to have family come out and support you?
It's the coolest thing that my grandma literally booked a flight all the way across the country, came to Calgary, and we got her some passes for the festival, and they've been making good use of those passes. They've been here literally every single day of the festival, from doors until the end of the headliner. So they're just having the best time of their life out here. And it was cool to see them front row. They all had custom shirts on. She's wearing a shirt that says Owen's Grandma on the front row, which is awesome. Yeah, it's so good because we've been so busy and unable to, I haven't really been home a whole lot. You know, the next time I'll see her is at Thanksgiving. So it's cool that she is out here and we get to spend some time together.
And speaking of not being home so much, you had that song Homeless. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the crowd all started crying simultaneously. Like, it is such a good song. Oh my goodness. Now, you announced earlier this summer that you are coming out with a new song on October 3rd, which is very exciting. Tell us a bit more about it.
Yeah, so that wasn't supposed to get out, that it's October 3rd. The date has not been released yet, so you got an exclusive right here. I was just casually talking to Stormy behind the stage and told him, but then he just announced it to the whole field. And I was like, all right, it's out. Yeah, I got a new song coming out. I'm not gonna say what it is yet, that's the secret. And then I got a new record coming eventually, which is awesome. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of new music.
That is so exciting. So last question here, what else are you looking forward to for the rest of the summer?
I am just looking forward to finishing out strong, and we got a couple more shows. I got a show in basically my hometown next Friday, which is gonna be awesome. Lucknow Music in the Field, it's like in my backyard. CCMAs, and we're going on tour with Luke Bryan.
Oh, wow.
So that's fun, yeah.
Well, have fun with Luke Bryan. Have fun at the CCMAs. Thank you so much for chatting with me today. It was a pleasure to catch up, and we'll see you very soon.
Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you.